The early cancellation of a federal grant for sexual health education has raised protests from King County officials. Public Health Seattle and King County was supposed to have $5 million over 5 years. But earlier this summer, the Trump administration said the program would end after just 3 years. 88.5's Ed Ronco explains.
The money pays for a lot of things, including sex ed curriculum and training teachers how to use the curriculum. It also pays for a study looking at whether a sex ed program developed in King County actually has an impact on students.
We've never before had the opportunity to evaluate how well it will meet the ultimate test.
Patty Hayes is the director of Public Health Seattle and King County.
Questions like, does it reduce the number of students who are delaying sex? Does it increase the use of birth control and condoms if they do choose to be sexually active? Finally, we're doing that test.
Hayes says they're doing a study involving 4,000 students at 20 schools in the Midwest and South who use the curriculum developed here in Western Washington. But without the grant, the study will have to end. That means the data will be useless. King County and other urban public health agencies say no reason was given for the end of the money. They were just told it would run out next June. They have filed a formal protest with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Ed Ronco, 88.5 News.